FUBU.
Boop, 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 boop.
Was it Chariots of Fire?
No.
Boop, 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 boop. Boop, 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 boop.
It's a completely different melody.
I don't know. I think we'd have to take this to the trademark board. The copyright board? The music. What do you call it when the music is a thing?
What?
This is the rhythm of the night. Right. Oh yeah. The rhythm of the night.
What's going on the album?
We are on fire. Welcome to AE Double Back for Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. This is the rhythm of the night, and we are recording artists. Technically we are recording artists, so fuck it. I'm sticking.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know that anybody would buy an album, but
who buys albums anymore anyway? They all just stream it.
Right? I just found out that Spotify has audiobooks, and I feel real bad about it, but also I am listening to them instead of going to Audible.
Really?
Yeah, I mean they have all the books, and so
I'll start complaining when I get through the ones that I want to read. But
the only book that matters is the good book, the Lord's book.
The Lords of Acid,
Art of the Deal.
You know, it's not even funny. Is it not in jest?
You guys, speaking of big business, we did it. We did it. We did it, you guys.
Oh my
That's
God.
What I was going to say.
Why wouldn't you buy this album, honestly?
Big business. Renee's standing there. Car drives up. Ooh. There's a Mercedes. They're flashing their lights. Someone opens the door. But we don't see who it is, but everyone's getting prepared. And then shot to the inside of the arena, and it's Mercedes Monet. I love it when they have a new signing that's like a big signing, and they just get it over with. It's like, yeah, don't belabor the point. 100%. We all know it's happening.
I think it would be funny if they were like dealing with the logistics of the debut, and they were like, all right, like reserve like a Mercedes Benz, like from Lyft or whatever, or from Hertz, and like Hertz is like, well, you know, what we can do for you is a Lexus. That's pretty good too.
No, technically you reserved a sedan, and unfortunately all the Mercedes were rented for the day.
Meanwhile,
so we can
over
move
the other
into
company Lexus is real pit. What damn it, not Griff Garrison, friggin Brian Pillman, what's his name now?
Lexus King.
Yeah, he is very sad because he didn't get his Lexus. Okay, you know what, that was a really roundabout, and I had to explain it and ask questions, so it didn't land like I hoped it would. But no, it was a good joke,
it's
but
bad
it was
joke.
Poorly executed.
Vito.
I'm sure,
and that's on me.
Oh. that's what all comedians say when shit bombs.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, no.
Yeah, joke is good.
No. The joke is good. Wrong. Never question the joke.
I'm sure Brian Pillman is very flattered by the implication that WWE would get him a Lexus.
Look, I mean, they care about their people. Which is why the last few big signings have all gone to AEW.
I was really happy to see this. Her hair has a cool design in it. They had a welcome home chant. She said a bunch of stuff, like, whatever. It wasn't, like, groundbreaking, but she's like, if I could do it, you can do it, too. And I was like, whoa. This crowd? I don't think so. I was like, if you're talking to, like, the 18-year-olds out there, okay. But you're talking to the 40 plus that when make did up you become a Christian this arena Cage? Here. I don't think so.
Oh, you fat, out of shape, miserable sons of bitches. You don't deserve this.
No, I'm just saying, you can't start a wrestling career at 40. You just can't, okay? When you start waking up in the morning and your back hurts from sleeping.
You know, there are several 40-year-olds out there whose back doesn't hurt when they wake up from sleeping.
All right. Well,
they're not having good enough sex is what I suspect is happening there.
But I wouldn't recommend wrestling. Or good enough dreams. They're not. Their sleep paralysis isn't forcing their body into every 40-year-old contorted has position sleep paralysis for 8 hours. And
a bad back. This we know. They wake up in the middle of the night screaming.
I mean, everybody has sleep paralysis.
You're supposed to have sleep paralysis.
Some people have demons sitting on their chest, and that is okay.
Well, yes.
When are nocturnal emissions supposed to stop?
Anyways.
I like this. I love the way it started, and I was
have a good dad. Long conversation with your father.
Hey, Dad. Papa. Daddy, Papa. Daddy, when did nocturnal emissions stop? Papa.
It's really, really very disturbing Daddy? To find out that there's no age at which you definitely stop having blemishes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the worst, isn't it? Oh, I was like, I can't wait to not be a teenager anymore, just to be like, great. Now there's such thing as adult acne.
I have a little bit of gratitude there because I had pretty bad skin growing up. And then like now when it just happens every once in a while, I'm like, you know what? This could be every fucking day. So I'm excited that the CEO chant started up right away. So like people are into her.
I was trying to parse like how like legit that was because I was like, are they helping it along or is it really happening?
I feel like, you know, like you debut someone, you debut a big name in their hometown. Yeah. They're like, whatever you want.
I think we the crowd happy is pumped. To go with it.
So.
Like we have to assume this was the first thing that happened that night. We don't know when they taped other things. So if this was the first pop of the night, that crowd is jazzed. They're jazzed. They're into it. Mm-hmm. So they're just like ready to scream for
the worst thing would be if ice cream came out. They screamed for that beforehand.
And they all had those like and they were all given those little papers, right? So they must have been giving those out somewhere. Right. Yeah, so like they, you know, something with Monet on it. I forgot. But, you know, so like.
Sure.
They must have been geared up.
Honestly, I was even more excited when they announced that the main event was going to be Riho versus Willow as I was because I'm like, holy shit. Like, here's a women's main event from two wrestlers who are.
Main event.
Not, you know, like the names. Because, you know, if Britt Baker's there, you're like, well, yes, I've seen that before.
Right.
But, like, Willow and Riho? Fuck yeah.
Yes.
Into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a pretty big night.
Yes. Same.
Anyways, same. I gave this whole opening a thumbs up. Then we have Renee talking to Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe just has some choice words saying he doesn't lose championships.
And he also had a line about being sent by lesser men for crimes you did not commit. And that just like falls out of your mouth real smooth. I just liked it a lot.
I think he bought that off of Miro.
Why not? He's injured.
And single.
Oh, dang.
In more ways than one.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Samoa, I gave it a thumbs up. There's a video package with Adam Cole reading a book, supposedly some sort of prophecy book about Wardlow. It was interesting, but I wish they had come up with other terms for MJF other than evil man, because like it just kept repeating, and I was like, I just need some more synonyms. Animal picks up another book that's a thesaurus, or just a name. Just say it. Through it. Or just say the devil instead of evil man. There's something about the phrase evil man that I just was like, it's sounding like stupid now. Politics.
Politics. I like the idea. I like okay, let's turn his story time into like a sort of visual thing. And also he can do that, be on the show and not have to like go out, come out in a wheelchair, which is not the greatest looks still.
Right. And he can it like a tape a bunch of
The execution though was pretty weak. I agree that like the language of it wasn't great. And here's a place where, yeah, I would give it to a writer. Like presumably he did the whole thing himself, but if you're doing something like this that is, you know, really staged and presentational, give it to someone who can make it sound staged and presentational. Because here's a guy.
Yeah, because it's not going to carry the same as when you're in the middle of the ring.
It'd be amazing if this was one of the places where Tony Khan splurged and hired Neil Gaiman.
That would be amazing. Yes. They do have that new WWE writer there now. So like I say, keep the give her the scripted stuff whenever you need it, or, you know, whatever.
I also don't remember him saying
what?
Who's ready for story time with Adam Cole. So that could have been a good, like, just to just say it. If that's what we're doing, like, go ahead and say it. Even though I know we've said in the past, show don't tell. But this is just to get us in the rhythm of it. Get the rhythm of the night.
You know? Oh no!
I don't know.
Oh no!
This is the whole point of our podcast today, is to find the rhythm of the night.
I middled this, but I want I want to see them continue with it and work out the kinks and figure it out and like really get in the zone with it, because this is a great format for where we are with him being injured and all.
Yeah, I liked it. There's something about the prophecy and all this kind of stuff. It just feels like it's biting on Miro a little bit. No. Miro's got such a great gimmick, you know what I mean? And it's hard not to want to take elements of that, because it's also such a like giant trope of human existence, you know what I mean? This whole religion and whatnot. So it's hard not to make things feel or sound like that without, you know. Well, but anyways. But yeah, I liked it.
I did too, especially Adam Cole like doing the civic service of promoting literacy.
Right. Hardbacks are real expensive now. The issue, though, real talk.
Mm-hmm. So we got Samoa Joe versus Wardlow.
Here we go.
Here it is. Wardlow did a flip off the top rope. Which, I mean, it's always really interesting to see.
Are we just calling them meat guys now?
Meat guys.
Man, yeah. I'm for it. I'm for
do
it.
Do shit like that. Okay. Yeah. Meat guys. Do stuff like that. I mean, it's just always like just surprising and unexpected, and it looks kind of crazy. But the craziest shit was when Joe jumped on Wardlow at the end, like jumped on him, like a baby cub grasping a tree.
Yeah.
And just pulled him backward. That was the craziest thing. I'm like, his body stood still to allow Joe's body to jump from behind and grab him, and then stood for a second before getting pulled back. That is impressive all of that looked so crazy to me.
You've ever been jumped
on
by a toddler? Imagine that times, you know, 800. Yeah.
1,000. I mean, God, it's insane. Oh, fucking A, dude. That was really cool. I thought this was a fun match. I thought it was great. Joe is amazing, as always. And I thought Wardlow looked good here. And Swerve comes out at the end. Joe wins. Swerve comes out at the end and starts... I almost
murdered, said
killing.
No, he murdered them.
Taking out all the security guards. And sort of scares, not scares, but like runs Joe off, and Joe's got a smirk, and I mean, it's just looking good. I loved it because it's almost like, because Swerve didn't have a match tonight, giving the audience what they want. They want to see Swerve. They want to see Nana. They want to see, like, you know, their favorite stars.
Oh, yeah.
I gave
the
this
match
whole thing a
was great. I mean, I bit on the Wardlow's knee up there in the on the turnbuckle. I'm like, oh shit, could this happen? Like, I know it's not, but also, oh my god, could it happen? And like, yeah, Swerve like selling just how pissed he is fantastic. Respect to the security guys who, when Joe went back up the ramp, they were still laying there from when Swerve knocked him out earlier. I'm like, dude, that is commitment. I appreciate that.
Yeah. And then Joe kicked them off the stage. That was great.
I hear about how Doink was like under the mat. That was great. Under the mat for like 5.5 hours at a WrestleMania just to do the thing at the end. Like,
I mean, I wish that I had the opportunity to like take a 5-hour nap under the ring during a WrestleMania.
You can't take a nap because if you fall asleep at the wrong time, everybody waited 5.5 hours and you're like, where the fuck are you, man?
That's why you set an alarm, dumbass.
I would be too afraid that something would happen to the ring and it would just like fall
like
on
top
of
you. You could have like a whole little bed chamber under there. It would be perfect. Exactly.
It's like George Costanza's desk.
Your definition and my definition of what is 5.5 hours of perfect very widely.
Anyway. So then we have Marvez, and he's talking to the Young Bucks and Kazuchika Okada. Really, this is great. This is great. I mean, when Matt starts talking about synergy, I was like, I love that they're bringing
he's
up these
got a
like
world's
90s
best boss
business
mug.
Terms. You know,
that is. Like, that's like some Office Space shit, and it is fantastic.
Yeah, they're doing some great shit with this. And Okada, oh my God. So he makes Marvez, he's like, sing happy birthday
to Matthew,
that's what it is. I couldn't remember. Anyways, and Marvez is like, no. Sing it. And he made him sing it. And
y'all, that is almost as good as a super kick. I love that so hard.
This is when they dumped their drink on Marvez. That's what this is.
I do their think that they were off the mark, because like when they were stressing again, like Okada's passport name, and they claim that like on his passport it actually says Rainmaker like Kazuchika Okada, which I don't think it does.
Yeah. How is that? Oh.
You are technically correct. Just the best kind
you're right,
of correct.
You're right.
I guess I don't know how Japanese passports work, but
it's like a special. It's not a nickname.
I don't know if nicknames make it
ring moniker. I feel like the Japanese passport has a space for that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sure. It's your title.
Yeah, that's right.
Rainmaker. Your official title, Rainmaker.
Yeah,
yeah.
So fun.
Yeah, I gave it a thumbs up. Like I feel like great. Okada is pretty strong at the comedic stuff we've seen so far. And I was thinking, like how often do you even get the chance to do that in New Japan? Like, not that Absolutely. They never are funny, but it's really not something that they like, I think, like, ever, like, strive for a lot.
Yeah. And
also, yes. if I may be so crass, yes. he's so handsome.
I mean, that's part of the reason why he's so popular. I think the Young Bucks, too, have a yeah. really good sense of what he can do and his strengths and, you know, how to show him off the best, which is great. He wouldn't have yeah. had that going to WWE. You know, as much as I respect Triple H for like what right. he knows about wrestling, there's some stuff that he's, you know, he's not as good at. He just hasn't been on the indies, for fuck's sake, or in Japan for.
So then the next segment goes right into the Young Bucks coming up the center with their cool robes. Okada also comes up the center elevator.
No whammies.
Big money, big mm-hmm. money. And no whammies. And this is against Pac, Penta, and Eddie. And you know how much I fucking love Penta. I was so excited for this match because I haven't seen Pac in so long, and he's the craziest motherfucker in the world. And this is so well matched. Like, you've got Pac, Penta, you've got the Young Bucks, all extremely good high flyers, all extremely technically excellent. You've got Eddie and Okada, both also excellent, but they both have different styles than the other guys. So, like, they can do more of the strongman stuff or whatever. I was like, this is so perfect. I can't tell you how exciting it is to see Pac again and see how, like, smooth precision. Mm-hmm. He makes everything look so fucking simple, and it's clearly not. You know, he's a walking fucking muscle, but he makes everything look.
I think they mentioned that, like, in the commentaries, like, effortless. He makes it look easy. And let me tell you, it's not, you know, something like that.
It's just nuts. I mean, I can't get over it. It's, and his execution seems so, like, clean and flawless. It's just fucking ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Anyways, very exciting match. I absolutely loved it. Taz, I can't remember what this is in reference to, but he's like, oh, wait. It was to the when Pac helped Penta get one of the Young Bucks in the ass. I think it was Matt. Taz says, got him in the butt talks. And I was like, great way to bring Forrest Gump back into what the world day needs. English.
Just the same as Mikey Day doing that Forrest Gump sketch on SNL a few weeks ago. I'm like, what? Why? Why are we doing this? Like, the movie is fucking 20 years old. What do we need before now? No, it was not.
And it's not great.
Sketch or the movie?
Yes. Sidebar. I am no longer getting paid to cover SNL now, so, like, that is both a happy and a sad thing, because, like, I like getting paid for doing something that's, like, sort of in the wheelhouse of what I do, but also, man, that's a slog. You're lucky if you get one decent sketch a night. Ugh.
Yeah. Moving on.
Teresa was really ready to move on from a glimpse into Chan's, like, inner life.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That is fair.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that.
Oh, yeah. My only note for that match, Elite versus Death Triangle with Eddie, was like, it's as good as you'd hope.
Oh, yeah.
So if you look at those names and you're like, oh, man, I hope that doesn't disappoint. Does not. It was great.
No, it's no. Like my thought, like in the like anticipation and the execution was just like how grateful you have to feel that a match like that, like, is as possible as it is. Like, it could happen all the time now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. And you know what? I just kept thinking about like how fucking lucky we've been to be able to see those Barrio shows, because like, I mean, it's just these guys are the best, you know, and we've been able to
sometimes too few mere
inches. yeah, like we had to scramble to get out of the way. yeah, what I excellent, huge thumbs up. Rainmaker gets the pin as,
and I believe earlier in the week, like on Collision, they did a 6-man match where he wrestled the entire match. The Young Bucks didn't even tag in, and it was, you know, like no names, but still, it's just real fun to, you know, like to sort of see that, like, oh yeah, this guy is the greatest, and to, like, and to like feel it.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not, he wasn't brought here for, you know, stupid reasons. These were good reasons. We had a package recap between Cage and Copeland, so I don't really think that's something we need to thumb, but let's just make sure we all are aware this happened. We got Shivani in the ring with Will Ospreay. Over.
He seems excited as hell to be there. Like, everybody's happy about this.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, he killed it at the pay-per-view, and he's just
something about that like was really like amazing to me. Like, I think this might be, I don't know, like what Okada is doing, like as far as this goes, because I think that like he was like still maintaining his residence in Japan or something like that. But like Will Ospreay is actually like flying back and forth to England like every week, I think is my understanding, and it's just insane.
Oh my God.
to imagine. Like just the mindset that's like a convenience or something like that. But to be able to like have an intercontinental flight weekly and then perform the way he's doing.
Yeah. And respect to
Damn
Tony,
dude.
Who's just like, yeah,
I mean,
that's what you want to do. We'll make it happen. Like, one of the big reasons why he's not at WWE.
Make it happen. We'll get you one of those Virgin flights
just
with
like
the sleeping cupboard things.
Yeah. Almost as good as being under the ring
for
5.5 hours.
Can you imagine being lulled to sleep by the vibrations of the crowd?
No!
The slamming on the mat would be waking me up. Whatever soothing vibrations you get from the audience is immediately undercut.
It's actually like hard to like to imagine the upside as a big free agent going to WWE, because all they have right now feels like the Prestige, because it's like AEW is offering more money, fewer dates, and almost everything else you want.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, AEW has been outbidding the last few people.
Oh, wow.
For Okada, Ospreay, and Mercedes, I believe all of them are
million?
Getting paid more than
what I read was that Mercedes is believed to be the highest paid woman in wrestling on the planet.
Multi-millions.
That's awesome, and I love it. More of that.
Wow. I do too. Also, where
she
is Jade?
She is like in
what
developmental, I want to say. No, she is, but basically
she's
they're
not
like
WWE.
Yeah, she doesn't know the WWE style, so we're going to train her until she does, which is sort of fair.
It's more fair for her than it was for Okada, where it was like it was claimed by somebody that they wanted to debut him in NXT.
That's madness.
Okay, well, whatever they do, she becomes a giant star, because she deserves it. You know, this whole thing with Ospreay was great. I have nothing against it. Now we've done this twice. We don't need to do it again. So I want, I don't know what I want from here on out. I mean, it's not that I'm, it's not that I don't like him coming out to the audience or anything like that. I'm just always very cognizant of what eats up time, and for what purpose. And this doesn't further any purpose, really. So, I mean, it's sort of a little bit of shit talk here or there, but I mean,
yeah, I mean, like they could have done the same thing by tacking it onto the end of a squash.
Yeah, or something. I don't know. But anyway, I still give it a thumbs up.
Yep, be warned.
I might not next time.
It was pretty great to hear, like, yeah, like the Brov chants, like people are into this.
Now, do you think that that is a that Brov is a safe drinking game?
That what? Anytime someone says Brov, you take a shot?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that could be like pretty hazardous.
Yes,
like it's just all too many times, like
too much Brov.
It's not as hazardous as Thunderstruck.
What is Thunder? Wait, what is Thunderstruck?
Are different. So you start, CDC's Thunderstruck, and anytime you're in a circle, and when the first, you choose who goes first, and then you each drink in a row in a circle, right? And you keep going. So when the first Thunderstruck happens, somebody drinks, and they have to drink until the next thunder, right? So every time you hear thunder, you got to drink. Now somebody
figuratively gets fucked.
It'll go around, and then at some point, you get fucked because there's a long period before there's another thunder. So you just have to keep drinking that until you hear thunder.
That sounds tough.
I'm sorry that you were on a cruise ship for so long that you were.
It is. That actually is not from a cruise ship. That actually is from my.
Now, would you rather sleep under a ring or in your cruise ship cabin? Really?
Cruise ship cabin was way bigger. Yeah, way bigger. At least the ones I was lucky enough to get, because I was technically. A contractor. So I got a different, I was in a different grouping of hires.
Seems like that would cause tension.
Different accommodations.
No.
Yes, actually. And so that was another thing pressed upon us by my company. Tip generously all the time, everywhere, cash. And we did
something that
and we got along famously with people.
I was just reminded of like times when I've done paid audience work here in LA, and sometimes you find yourself in the situation of being a paid like audience member in the context of people who are just there to see the show for no money. And something that they impress upon you is don't let anyone know you're getting paid to be here.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's funny.
I thumbed it up.
Yeah, did you guys thumb this?
Like Osprey's enthusiasm is just like so big that it, like it's a lot of fun to watch.
It's now that I'm thinking about it, it's got kind of like Willow vibes.
Yeah.
It feels genuine.
Yeah,
it's, which is the main very thing face. When. You sort of feel that, or when you see that a lot of times, it's just like, hey, I'm the good guy, cheer me. And you're like, no. But like this guy just like, I'm fucking stoked to be here. I'm like, yeah, I'm into it.
I hope they don't do anything weird where they try to make him a good guy and not in Don Callis's family. I hope they just let him soak up the good vibes as well as the bad vibes.
Yeah.
Don't
no foot stuff.
Do anything weird with him. Anyways. Deanna. Yeah. Deanna Purrazzo. She is challenging Tony. And she's like, watch out for the shoots headed straight up your ass. This is a little promo from her. Short, sweet, to the point. Yeah. I feel like they fucked her on the audio a little bit. But I gave it a thumbs up.
She's fine, but this was pretty generic, you know. Yeah. Calder?
I guess I middle it as well. It definitely was fine, but coming where it did, it's hard not to compare it unfavorably, at least a little.
Yeah. Still feels like Deanna needs to find her footing here in the AEW. So.
Let's see. Jay White versus Darby Allin. Now, this is interesting. Darby Allin has adopted the snow and the bat.
I assume that the snow was from his Everest trip.
Very interesting.
He's not going to be the Everest guy.
He's not going to be the Everest guy until next year now.
It's a sting thing.
Yeah.
I don't understand the face mask, sunglasses, and the hat.
Rorschach?
Is he trying to be like the Watchman? Why not? Is he trying to be like, you know, Rorschach? Yeah.
Well, I don't know why, considering how many people online are already trying to be the Rorschach.
Dun dun dun. So yeah, I don't know. This was
two minutes in.
Was this the one he broke his foot on? Shit. It was.
It was real good.
It was a fucking crazy ass match.
Yeah.
It was really good. It was really good, and it's another reason why Jay White should do singles matches more often. But Jay wins, then the Guns attack Darby, but then the Acclaimed run in and they start defending Darby, and then Jay White attacks Daddy Ass and Bowens and Caster. They were taking Darby out of the ring and walking up the ramp, and when they saw Daddy Ass get hurt, they dropped him and ran in. I was like, oh my God. He seriously cannot stand on his
foot. This is not a work, guys. Before it really fucking hurts.
He just falls. Yeah. Anyway, so then they attacked the Acclaim and dragged Darby in and attacked him too. So this is going to be a whole thing. The Bang Bang Gang is no longer Bang Bang Scissor Gang. So finally, they've disbanded. I think that's appropriate.
Absolutely.
I gave this a thumbs up.
The match was great. The thing happened and it moved the story along, and it wasn't particularly inspired, but it was what's needed to happen, what's supposed to happen, and so great. Yeah, this is what I want to see. I want to see the two of those teams go at it. So, no complaints.
Yeah. Next, we have Lionheart Chris Jericho and Hook versus Gates of Agony.
Are you not calling him Lionheart? You're not going to call him Lionheart?
These motherfuckers. Oh. Tony Leona. No, I'm not. Toa Leona and Bishop Khan representing Cameroon.
Yeah.
Cameroonian and Samoan.
Oh, that's
royalty.
Great entrance gear.
I was like, this is fucking incredible. Fuck yes. Holy shit. You should always do this. Always, always, always do this. This is the coolest shit in the world. It looks super fucking badass.
Yep.
And only you can do it. Right? Like, you're the only ones that can do this. So yes, absolutely. And guess what? Got me to remember their names.
Wow.
Bishop Khan, 100%. Toa Leona. 100%. Not that I didn't know their names before, but I just always would forget because it's just grouped in with all these other things, but whatever. You know what I mean? I thought this was a good match. I don't know.
I really like the Gates of Agony. I always have. I like that style. I've always been drawn to those like big Samoan dudes or, you know, like, they are good, especially given how young they are, how green they are in the industry. So like, they're only going to get better. Lionheart and Hook. I don't know, man.
Oh boy.
Like it is what it is, and I don't want to like just keep shitting on, you know, Jericho, because like he's not doing anything that wrong, but this feels like, well, I will say, at this point, it feels like he's just trying to, you know, like get some of Hook shine rather than the other way around. By the end of the Hook's episode, rough. I'm like, okay, yeah. You know what? No,
yes.
I think it is. It does work out a little bit more equitably, but like, I don't care to see this tag team. So you know,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, there was a time when Jericho had the funniest, craziest promos. He had the most insane, hilarious heel commentary. He was just funny, and yeah. Everything he said was turned into a shirt and just like incredible like that. And this whole face thing sucks and is boring. So it makes like when things aren't as incredible, like team wise, really stand out, because you don't feel like giving him any sort of leeway. Yeah. There's no long leash on this, you know? Like, if you're going to be boring, then you better be good in the ring. And then when they're just sort of boring in the ring, you're just like, ugh, or just so-so, I should say, because it's not like he's necessarily boring. It's just that there is so much incredible talent at AEW. We're very spoiled. So things can look boring. But anyway, yeah, I don't know. I agree with you, though. I didn't necessarily care about Hook and Jericho, but I was happy with this match. Respect. And I gave it a thumbs up.
I middled it, but like, yeah. Yeah, I did like it.
I middle it as well. The Jericho Hook thing is just a little too much to give it a thumbs up. I do think that the fun Jericho is still like there a lot on commentary, actually.
Yeah. And it's a bummer, too, because, like, you know, I feel like his thing now is like, I'm going to get other people over, which is the best possible thing you can do. And I love that. But like, dude, you can get him over much better as a heel. I'm gonna let it slide because also this is like you get to choose. You know what? You've earned the right to choose how you want to spend your time, and if that's how you want to do it, you know, that's fine.
But what I think Jericho might actually try to do is to get the young talent over easy eggs.
That is a dumb joke, and I'm not going to let it slide. I think that
you
is
have no right.
You have, lower the level of discourse.
Yeah, you had a terrible joke earlier, so I think you that's had a terrible the name joke of this earlier podcast. The podcast. No. Yes, revenge, bad jokes. All right, so then we have Renee talking to Kyle O'Reilly, and he's talking about, you know, he's got to do things on his own, but he's challenging the bounty hunter, Brian Keith. That is going to be exciting. Roderick Strong comes out basically saying, hey, man, everything's cool. So let's hope that's true, because Roderick Strong is not a man to be trusted.
Something that I've read online, I forget who said it, but it was definitely a talent that Kyle O'Reilly had on a Snoopy hat, and they made him turn it around so that it wouldn't show.
You still got a Greek things here in the AEW? Huh.
That's funny.
Apparently. Yeah, I'll thumb it up.
Yeah.
Did we all thumb this?
I like Kyle a lot.
Okay. This, I don't know if we should thumb it. It's just like a little backstage
things together because they're real short.
Okay, so this backstage moment between Riho and Mercedes, which is interesting because Mercedes alluded to having issues with Willow previously. So who knows? Maybe she's going to help Riho. We don't know. Then we have Renee talking to Jericho and Hook. And Jericho saying, you've proved yourself to me. Now You need to prove yourself by fighting me. And so they're going to go fight next week. So I guess altogether,
I'm going to middle it because since we got to see what happened at the end of the show, this Mercedes Riho thing, this interaction didn't really pay off in any way. So it was just a thing. I was like, okay, well, maybe if she did this specifically for Riho, did not shake hands with Willow, then maybe she would like turn on her or do something or, you know, will feud with somebody here. And it wasn't. It was just sort of like, hey, I'm here. Okay, great.
I wonder could, if this and then pay off if later, it does though.
Later, I then I will thumb it up later. But right now, this is meh. And then the Hook Jericho thing, okay. Like, it was just exposition. We're going to see this thing next week, which is fine. And
yeah.
And at this point, I was like, oh, okay, I do like this. This is better than just like, I'm going to hang around with you and you're going to be buddies. We're going to tag team for a while, maybe make a t-shirt. It's like, okay, I want to fight yeah. you. And this is the only way that I feel like it progresses some and we get to see something more interesting. And it's not my favorite, but I like this direction better. So I middled it, but it was all okay.
If you think about it, in the end, it's all going to pay off when we get scorched off the earth.
When we're dead, it will all be worth it.
Yeah.
Well, or
I will have paid off my bills.
Yeah, just
right at that moment.
So maybe don't pay your bills because that'll give us a few more years of existence. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the lesson. That's the lesson we should all take home. Match
the main event,
the ending match.
Match of the night.
Wait a minute, Calder. What did you? What event. Did you thumb this last thing?
Admittedly,
Riho versus Willow. For some reason, there was someone holding up a sign saying, "I used to be a piece of shit. People can change." And I think that's a very encouraging message to people out there. Like, don't worry. You don't have to always be this way. We all can change. But, you know, I don't know. People have a political bent sometimes, like not being a piece of shit. Who would want that? Of course, I'm kidding. I thought this was such a good match. I was overjoyed. It was so incredibly good. The vocal the crowd was so fucking vocal. They were "This is awesome" chants and everything. It was all the stuff you expect from a regular match, and it should be like this all the time, you know. But these two were particularly well paired, and I thought did an excellent job against each other, and it was a very fun, very exciting match because I didn't know who was going to win. I really didn't. Willow won. The lights go out. Julia Hart and Sky Blue come on and they beat up Willow. But then the music comes up and CEO Mercedes comes out and she beats up Sky Blue, stands up against Julia, and then kicks and slams Julia. It was really cool. And then looks at Willow, and then Willow holds up Mercedes' arm like, yay. And again, we don't know what this means. Do they have unfinished business? Do they not? Is it all good? Who knows? It looks all good. But none of this takes away from the fact that Riho and Willow had the most amazing match.
Agreed all around.
And it was a big thumbs up.
There was a dragon suplex on the apron that was like, holy shit, man. I will say that it met my expectations. Like, you know, Mercedes comes out and everybody cheers her. Willow wins. She's, you know, great. She gets the rub of being in a main event with Riho, and it's well received. All of this is wonderful. Honestly, with something this big, like this huge a star who comes in, I kind of want to have my expectations exceeded. So I kind of wanted to see more. I wanted to have her beat up Riho or beat up Will, even better, the best would be to beat up Willow and be like, you know, no way, I'm the top bitch here. And, you know, like, let's feud, because I want to see Willow move up. And I feel like being the first feud with Mercedes would be huge. That would also be okay. I guess it would be, I mean, to bring Mercedes in just to tag, even if it's just for a little while, because it looks like she is in good shape. It's not like we have to get the ring rust off of her and, you know, like, give her a few weeks. Like, she seems ready to go.
Right.
And it would be a waste to put her in a tag like that.
Yeah.
But if you want to, I guess. Or
just like a grouping.
And again, if we had more intimation that something like that was happening, or we had more seeds dropped, more intrigue, like, I didn't walk away with any questions at this point.
Just imagine Tony Khan with his hand on a lever in the control room. More intimation. More.
You know what? I demand portion.
He also has his finger on a button called, his finger is always hovering above a button that says storyline, and he never pushes it.
It's the kind of button that has the little glass, like, cover over it, you know, so you have to...
Double keys.
Get a key from two different people. Yeah, and he's like, oh, shit. Right here would have been a good time to push it. Damn it, I
liked it. I could have liked it better. Amen. And, you know, it's fine. We've got so much to work with. So, you know, I'm not like, oh, this is terrible. They already fucked the whole year and, you know, ruined her entrance or whatever, you know.
No. It's very exciting. Honestly, all of this portends an exciting future.
That's another button that's right next to intimation.
Right?
Intimation. Portend.
Portend.
A pat on the back?
So what do we get?
What the hell you want?
That's pretty cool.
Really? You can want numbers for me now? That's normally what we do.
I don't know. I thought that's what we do.
You know, do the math and think of things to say while I'm doing the math. And that can be kind of awkward, honestly. It sounds a little... Well, it's too late. I've got the numbers.
We can talk about Connor and I can talk. You can just say...
Which is, I think, right around where it should be. There's a lot of great stuff in it. You know, it doesn't...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And when the show lags, it doesn't lag for very long.
Truly,
it's got all the stuff you want,
right?
Yeah,
it was perfect where it should be.
Yeah,
so very exciting and fun. AEW,
they don't have it
hearts.
In the theater anymore, though. So our
too
hearts
bad.
Are at home.
Too bad.
That is a fucking bummer. Although, so pissed.
What?
Matt Jackson, sorry,
who,
happy birthday! But also, everybody
never heard
yourself. Put it back.
Oh, Matthew Jackson.
Matt
Jackson. Yes, absolutely. Happy
Matthew.
Birthday to him. You want to get fined?
But also, talk to your boss and put it back in the theaters.
I certainly wouldn't recommend anybody get a VPN and then perhaps subscribe to AEW for the overseas feed, where you can get it without commercials and. The announcers talk all sorts of mad shit in between when we don't get to hear it here in the States. And also, there's a bundle for the next three pay-per-views to make it reasonable to pay for almost monthly pay-per-views as opposed to $50 a GD month.
Well, just get rid of your damn avocado toast.
Get rid of your health insurance, you snowflakes.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Ding dong, ding-a-ling.
Bye. Ding, 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 ding.